From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Islamic State captures another Middle Eastern city. Islamic State fighters captured the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra, the second major city to fall to the militant group, in less than a week. It raises concerns over the fate of irreplaceable cultural treasures. Syrian forces withdrew from the city by late Wednesday. Palmyra's 2,000-year-old ruins are UNESCO World Heritage Site. Middle East historian David Lesh has visited there many times.
It's one of the most magnificent archaeological sites in the entire world. It's where you can see an entire ancient Roman-era city, its entire planning still basically intact.
Syrian and UN officials are appealing to the world to help protect these sites from Islamic State militants who destroyed ancient artifacts inside Iraq earlier this year. The taking of Palmyra comes just days after IS fighters captured Iraq's western city of Ramadi. At least one soldier was killed in Burundi's capital Bujumbura Wednesday as police clashed again with protesters demanding President Pierre Nkurunziza not seek a third term. The clash occurred as Mr. Nkurunziza signed a decree delaying parliamentary and local elections until June 5th.
Nkuko vyasabwe n'umugwi w'igihugu.
The Burundian leader said on national television the decision was taken at the request of the Electoral Commission, as well as the international and regional communities. There's no word on whether the commission will delay the presidential vote scheduled for June 26. African leaders have called on the president to postpone the election because of mounting unrest. At least 20 have died in 3 weeks of clashes between security forces and protesters. Authorities put down a coup attempt last week. This is VOA News. According to a private banking report, China's manufacturing activity contracted in May for a third month in a row, suggesting persistent weakness in the world's second biggest economy. HSBC's Purchasing Managers Index came in at 49.1, slightly better than April's 48.9. New export orders also declined. The latest numbers raise expectations the government will introduce further stimulus measures. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei Wednesday said international inspectors will not be given access to his country's scientists or military sites under any nuclear agreement reached with world powers. The Iranian spiritual leader told military commanders Iran will not give in to excessive demands. Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, the U.S., and Germany have been working on details of a final agreement to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The two sides reached a framework deal last month and have given themselves until June 30th to conclude a final agreement. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has ordered the country's Navy and Coast Guard to search for migrants adrift at sea. This follows by a day the decision by Indonesia and Malaysia to provide temporary refuge for thousands of migrants and human trafficking victims after initially refusing to provide them aid. Regional analyst James Chin of Australia's University of Tasmania says the change in policy became a necessity for both countries.
I think both the Indonesian and the Malaysian government realized that it was going to be a public relations disaster if they were to carry on pushing the people back to the sea. The reality is that when you push the boats back to the sea, basically these people will be in danger of being drowned. Right now, the official policy is that they will allow these people to land in Aceh, northern Sumatra, or along the coast of Malaysia, and they'll be placed in a refugee camp.
The crisis began earlier this month when Thailand disrupted long-standing human trafficking networks that targeted Muslim Rohingya. Algerian forces killed three more suspected militants east of the capital Algiers Wednesday in an ongoing counterinsurgency campaign that's killed 25 insurgents. Tuesday, the army ambushed a meeting of militants in the Bukram forest, killing 22 and capturing two. The UN mission to South Sudan Wednesday said four people were killed Tuesday after two mortar rounds landed in a UN compound in the town of Melut in Upper Nile State. It says eight others were wounded. Fighting between the government and rebel forces has intensified in the battle for control of the oil-rich region. And during a visit to Maputo Wednesday, South African President Jacob Zuma apologized for recent anti-migrant violence in his country that left at least seven dead, including one Mozambican. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.